My kids don't believe. What did I do wrong? The answer to that and other questions on Key Life.
This is Key Life, dedicated to the message that the only people who get any better are those who know that if they don't get any better, God will still love them anyway. That teaching raises a lot of questions, so here's author and seminary professor Steve Brown, along with Pete Allinson from ForgeBibleStudy.com, with answers from the Bible that'll make you free.
Thank you, Matthew. Hi, Pete.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing really good.
Good, good.
We're sitting in a recording studio, and I'm looking out, and it doesn't look good. There's, you know, lightning and thunder. This is not a good place to be.
I know, right? I mean, you better
with
have
all this electronic equipment. We could die during this broadcast.
People do not know what we sacrificed to do this, Steve.
I know. Yeah. The bravery that we did to come in here. At any rate, that's Pete Allinson. You know that. And go to ForgeTruth.com for everything Pete Allinson and Jesus. It's a great website, and the name of the ministry is Forge, and if you're in Central Florida, you might want to participate in one of the three different meetings. Go on the website and check them out. It's a guy's thing, and they don't let women in, but they wouldn't kick you out if you showed up, would you?
Not at all, no. Huh? No, yeah. Ladies can't, but we're going to be live streaming soon, and they can watch us there.
That's kind of sexist, but listen, I go with that, man.
They wouldn't, trust me, they wouldn't want to be at 7 o'clock in the morning.
No, you don't want to be a bunch of hairy guys at 7 o'clock in the morning.
That's right. That's
okay,
right.
Anyway, go to ForgeTruth.com. Pete comes in and answers questions on Fridays, and we've been doing that for 25 years. And we love your questions. You can ask a question anytime you want by picking up the phone and calling 1-800-KEY-LIFE, recording your questions. Sometimes we put those on the air. Or you can write to Key Life Network, Post Office Box 5000, Maitland, Florida, 32794. If you're in Canada, it's Key Life Canada, Post Office Box 28060, Waterloo, Ontario, N2L6J8. Or you can email us at steve@keylife.org. And if you can help us financially, do. If you can't, don't. That's enough. No, I promise we'll be faithful with your gift.
That's right.
That's enough.
That's good.
All right, pray for us, and then we'll get to these questions.
All right. Father, we come to you today at the end of this week, and what a joy it is to be your daughters and sons and to follow you. We honor you. You are good and kind and merciful, gracious. Oh, you give us what we don't deserve. You withhold from us what we do. And in your power, you do work all things together for good. We need your power. And Lord, you know every one of us that are listening right here. You know us better than we know ourselves. Father, you know those who are tired. You know those who are frustrated, who are sick, who are wondering about next steps in life. So lead us and guide us in the way we should go. Counsel us with your eye upon us, as you promise, and help us to hear your voice. Lord, I thank you for Key Life. Thank you for our pastors, priests, teachers, leaders, those who are going to stand before us and lead us in worship. Be with our worship directors as they pull their teams together. So this weekend, as we come into your presence, we ask that you would be honored and glorified, and we would hear your voice and your truth. Set us free, and now we commit this time of Q&A to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Pete, let's first go to our phone lines.
I am older, and I've raised four kids and two boys, both around the age of 12 to 13, decided they did not believe in God. We were living in a tiny village in East Africa at the time doing mission work, and he just was seeing a lot of people he loved die. The whole, like, why do bad things happen to good people kind of thing. And I always thought, hey, it's okay, because I'm sort of a Calvinist, and God's in control, and I'm going to hang in there. I'm not going to let it freak me out, even though it really did. I just keep thinking I must have done a lot wrong for my kids to not trust Jesus.
Well, I don't know if I got all of that, but I got some of it. I got the gist of the question.
Mm-hmm.
I always say, because I believe it's to be true, God isn't finished yet.
Mm-hmm.
I really believe they're covenant family promises, and I believe, and I've seen it, and you've seen it too, mm-hmm. as a pastor.
Yeah.
When the worst pagan kids in the world become preachers and missionaries, and I've seen it over and over again. So God works in a covenant family, but there is this thing, what did I do wrong? Mm-hmm. If I had been nicer or more godly or read the Bible more or prayed more, my kids would be Christians and faithful. What do you say to somebody like that?
You know, boy, it is a big issue, and we hear it a lot. I'm going to do a men's seminar up in Indianapolis later this year, and they asked me to deal with that subject too.
Yeah.
So you're right. We get that a lot. There are just so many factors. I think one just theological base is we understand that no child will ever come to Christ if the Spirit of God doesn't do a work in their life.
That's true.
And so that, first of all salvation really depends first and foremost on the Lord, on Jesus.
Yeah.
Secondarily, every parent messes up. And so...
Well, speak for yourself.
Well, except for you, except for the Brown. <All right. laughs> I mean, you've got all these doctorates and, you know, spiritual... so there it is. But we all mess up, and we all could look back on real practical times when we could have pushed our kids in the other direction. So I think, you know, Mom, I appreciate her honesty, though.
Oh, I do, too.
I love that she said, I'm a Calvinist, and I acted like it didn't freak me out. But it did.
You know, there was a time when we were an agrarian culture,
mm-hmm.
when kids spent the great majority of their time working with their fathers and close to their mothers on the farm. And there was a direct connection in those days,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
that isn't today, a direct connection between how the kids turned out and the parents. If they did it pretty right, then the kids came out pretty right.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, we have a culture that sucks kids in, and it's dangerous,
yeah,
and it's scary. And I don't go that route. I think you bring up a child in the way you should, and it's going to turn out all right, mm-hmm. Proverbs says. Mm-hmm. But we live in a very different kind of thing, and mm-hmm. I think parents that go on major guilt, I loved what you said when you said we all mess up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every kid that goes right, you can think of the good things that you did, and then you remember the bad things you did.
Mm-hmm.
Every kid that doesn't go right, you can think of the bad things you did and beat yourself up, but you can think of the good things, too.
That's right.
So it really is God, isn't it?
It really is, ultimately. And so I think if there's you could go to your kids. I think one of the really good things to do is go to them and say, you know, is there any residual conscious sense in you of what I didn't do well or how I hurt you? And I'd love to talk about that if you're open to it, and see if there is. Bubble that up.
Yeah.
But we also have to remember that this is, if you're a conscientious parent, this is where Satan is going to go after you big time. And he loves to throw our failures in our face.
Yeah.
And you know, and you and I have been following Jesus for a long time. The other day he was throwing something in my face.
Oh.
Not on a parenting issue, but on another thing. I was like, yeah, gosh. And it just hurts so bad because you don't.
I know.
Why did I do that, Lord? You know.
Yeah, I got. When you're as old as I am, you got a long list of things that Satan can use, and I tell him to go where he belongs.
Yeah, yeah.
Leave me alone. I'm not his. I'm covered with the blood of Christ. I'm as pure as the driven snow.
That's right. And it's hard to do, but we have to preach the gospel to ourselves.
Yeah, we really do. So pray for your kids. Do the best you can.
Mm-hmm.
Trust God.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, God works in families, and there is a family covenant.
That's right.
And they're covenant children. You gave them that covenant at the beginning by your relationship with Christ, and they can't get rid of it.
That's right.
They'd hate it.
That's right.
There'll be times when they'll kick against the goads, but you haven't seen the rest of the story yet.
All right, let me follow up with this, then we'll move on. When I was in seminary, a great Old Testament professor was talking to another professor, and I overheard the conversation. And he said, my 45-year-old daughter just came back to her baptism.
Yeah.
And so it does happen.
Yeah, of course it does.
And even to people that are following Jesus closely.
There you go. Okay. Hope that is helpful. I have a question here on the 5 points of Calvinism, but I think I'll save that for another time and devote the whole program to it. I hear you say that God's discipline is always defined. What does that mean? How do we know if we're being disciplined or not?
Well, you said it.
Well, I believe it because I don't believe God is a child abuser. Mm. You know, how would you feel if your father came in when you were a kid, said, come here, son, got a belt, and gave you a real discipline whacking up the side of the head? And you say, oh, I'm so sorry. What did I do wrong? And the father would say, I'm not going to tell you. But you know, that would be a child abuser. Mm-hmm. That would not be God. And so when God disciplines, he's a father. He's wise. We know what it's coming from and mm-hmm. why it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
We know it's not going to last forever. We know that he's good. That he's not a child abuser, and that's how we know we're loved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I just say that God would define it. When you're being disciplined, you have the connection between where you are and what God is doing and why he's doing it, because he's your father.
Right, right. God disciplines us as sons he and really daughters, does. The Bible says. Yeah, so I think that sometimes we deal with, that's good. I love what you said. I haven't thought about this in a while, but the reality is that as we suffer the consequences from our sins and our mess-ups,
that's a part of it.
He shows us mercy, but he gives us instruction.
I agree.
And so that's a part of that's discipline, right?
Yeah, but we're neurotic. And I remember a player on the Miami Dolphins in the hospital with a broken leg. It ended his career. And he said, Steve, I think I'm being disciplined. And I said, cut it out. Let us pray. And we pray, and it's all right. We got to go. But before we go, I'm looking at the clock, and it blurs on me. Key Life is a listener-supported production of Key Life Network.